New Soviet Union-Euro MPs warn of EU federal superstate after conference recommendations. By Peter Cattell on May 2, 2022. A number of public representatives have warned that the European Union is heading towards superstatehood as a result of recent recommendations which would see the bloc seize many powers from national governments. Elected members of the European Union's parliament have warned that the bloc could be heading towards federal superstatehood thanks to recent recommendations made by the so-called Conference on the Future of Europe. These include eliminating remaining national vetoes over controversial EU-level policies, ending the need for unanimity in some sensitive areas, and the establishment of a joint military, turning the European Union into something even more closely resembling the United States of America than an alliance of independent nations. Dr. Gunnar Beck, MEP, Alternative für Deutschland/Alternative for Germany, and Christian Terz, MEP, Partidual National Tyrannisch Christen Demokrat/Christian Democratic National Peasants Party, both warned Breitbart News of the potentially dire ramifications of the working group's suggestions, as well as the less-than-democratic nature of the conference as a whole. According to Dr. Beck, who sits with the Identity and Democracy Group in the European Parliament, many of the conference's proposals on the likes of taxation, defense, and migration represent a serious threat to the sovereignty of the EU's individual member states, with potentially devastating consequences if even only some of the suggested measures come into force. Once these powers go to Brussels, you are no longer a separate state, but a province of something larger, Dr. Beck explained, adding that the over 300 proposals in the document were pushing towards the creation of a federal superstate. The IFT politician went on to emphasize that the supposedly democratic nature of the conference, which claimed to be partly made up of normally EU citizens, was extremely questionable, and that many taking part in the proceedings were not the political virgins some EU bureaucrats had claimed they were. "This conference on the future of Europe is a democratic farce," Dr. Beck had previously said in a speech delivered at one of the plenary sessions of the conference, during which he argued that the sample of people taking part in the project was not representative of EU citizens as a whole. "Probably only those friendly to the EU would register for this conference. Everyone else turned them down, bored, indignant, or overworked," he continued, adding, "You know what? It's 800 citizens and their recommendations are less representative than the 678 elected members of North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly." Dr. Beck is not the only MEP who has expressed doubts regarding the conference's makeup, with Romanian MEP Christian Terz also not mincing words regarding what he views as the true nature of the project. "The Conference for the Future of Europe is a political sausage maker hoping to turn the European Union into a new Soviet Union," Terz said in a statement given to Breitbart News. The Romanian sits with the European Conservatives and Reformists group, which completely pulled out of the conference over what it deemed to be extreme problems with selection bias. "It is the result of a shady backroom deal between the three big federalist parties," he continued. "This conference is used as a pretext to circumvent the EU treaties to give more power to an elected bureaucracy from Brussels and erase the sovereignty of the EU national states. The most important thing is for the European citizens to know that any vote for any party that supports this conference is a vote against their constitution, their sovereignty, their rights and liberties, and their dignity," Terz added. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.